Here's the dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Once again, it's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take a look at the week's worth of news stories where dumb people do dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dummiest. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. If you would like to see a picture of this dummy, it's available on our Facebook page, which is one of the many, many, many reasons you should like us right now on Facebook. Facebook.com/NickDShow. If you want to see the picture of this dummy. Del City police are searching for a burglar who uses underwear to disguise his face. Surveillance video captured the man breaking into a Dollar General on June 19th. The suspect is wearing a red garment that covers a portion of his face. Police believe the garment is underwear. We've recovered one pair, Captain Ted Kleber said. 20 minutes later, the suspect was caught on camera wearing the same red undies in a burglary at the VP Racing Fuel store. Surveillance video also links the suspect to a burglary on June 17th. Only that time, the suspect was wearing blue underwear over his face. The suspect is accused of stealing several hundred dollars worth of cigarettes so far. If you have any information, please call Del City Police.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two. Police have arrested a woman who had a cigarette and stood out on her car's sunroof following a half-hour chase. The chase began at 2:15 a.m. when police pulled over a vehicle that had been reported stolen. The driver stopped for a moment but then sped off with police in pursuit. During the chase, the woman stopped again and then threw the car into reverse and rammed the passenger door of a police vehicle. She stopped after she drove onto a sidewalk and hit a utility pole. Video from the scene then showed the woman standing up in her car, the top of her body poking through the vehicle's sunroof, smoking a cigarette. After a few moments, officers pulled her out of the vehicle. The woman continued to smoke her cigarette until an officer finally flicked it out of her mouth. We got some smoking dummies here this morning.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy three. Police say a mall worker wrestled away a stripper pole from a would-be thief. According to Little Rock police, a woman entered a Spencer's store and tried to return an item. A police report says that the woman became frustrated when she was refused money and tried to leave with a stripper pole instead. KATV reports that the woman bit the worker's arm during a struggle, but police say the employee was able to take back the stripper pole, valued at $40, and then the woman ran away. Police said no arrests have been made.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
That's got to be a pretty sturdy... I would really trust that stripper pole for $40. Put all your weight on that stripper pole. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Four. There is video for this, and the video is available on our Facebook page right now. You might want to take a look at this. The video for this dummy is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Police in Florida, of course, are searching for a man who tripped over his pants while fleeing the scene of a burglary. The sheriff's office shared surveillance video of two men robbing an unlocked car when one's pants fell down, causing him to trip as he ran towards the getaway car. The two men stole loose change, a phone charger, and a $500 stethoscope. What? From the unlocked luxury car about 4:30 a.m. A passing vehicle cut the robbery short as the two thieves quickly abandoned the search and returned to their vehicle. The driver made his way to the getaway car first, but his partner then fell flat on his face after his pants fell down around his ankles. Don't get caught with your pants down, the sheriff's office wrote in the June 20th post, and lock your cars.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man attempting to steal a Batman DVD from a Texas Walmart was brought to justice by a police officer dressed as Batman. Fort Worth police officer Damon Cole was dressed in a full Batman garb for a children's safety fair near the store when the report came in. Cole often dresses as a superhero and visits hospitals as part of a police outreach program. The total cost of the four DVDs was less than $100, so the man was just given a citation. But he did receive an extra bit of ridicule from Cole for attempting to steal the Lego Batman movie. You cannot steal my movie, he said. Come on. All right, we have to break for the news. We'll vote after. So everybody can contemplate that, and I'll remind you of what our dummies were after the news. So we got a break here for the news, and then we'll come back, and we will vote for Dummy of the Week right here on WGN. Yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5, as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. And as you just heard, we're in the middle of talking about You Big Dummy. And we have to vote on our five dummies this week. And then we'll bust into Straight Out of Context and get funky for a Friday morning on Fly James Friday. All right. Let's recap. Dummy number one, the dummy burglar who wears underwear over his face. Different colored underwear, at least, to mix it up a little. Dummy number two was a dummy who had a smoke and stood out of the sunroof after a police chase. Dummy number three, the dummy who tried to steal a stripper pole from Spencer's. dummy number four, and again, dummy number one and dummy number four, both photo and video on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Dummy number four, the dummy who tripped over his pants while fleeing a robbery. And then dummy number five was the dummy who prevented the stealing of a copy of Batman movies as dressed as Batman. So those are our dummies. And Dan, who are you going to go with on your dummy?
With this one, the video really sells it. I will vote for dummy number four.
Dummy number four, video of the guy tripping over his pants while fleeing from a robbery. My favorite detail on that one is that they stole a stethoscope. That I think that's my favorite thing about that. In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn.
Was going to go with the underwear on the head, but I Googled that. There's actually a precedent for that. There's like 2011 it happened, 2013, 2016.
Oh.
So apparently that's a...
Underwear robbery is a thing.
Right.
Okay.
So I will... Nothing against the stripper community, but this particular dancer's... That's a little dumb to steal a pole, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'll go that
way. Spencer's.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And then and the traffic cut is Esmeralda. Esmeralda, where are you going?
I'm going with the video. My favorite...
Well, he falls down. So
yeah.
that's that right there. You like it.
He falls, but then he also goes head into the car.
Right, right. I, too, am going to vote for the stripping the tripping idiot on his pants because the video is hilarious. If you've not seen it, facebook.com/NickDShow. So that's our dummy of the week. And there you go. And by the way, if you would like to read a funny dummy story on our show, find a link to one on the intranet. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Then you'll get a chance to read it on the air. You'll be on the show, and you'll get yourself some pizza as well. So it's a win-win-win situation. All righty, then. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Straight out of context. So this is when you listen to the radio show 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Shall we begin, Dan?
Tim begins us off with Steve Grzanich.
Does it vibrate?
That's a fair question. All right.
Amy submitted this one of Brian Noonan.
I remember trying to get that thing in.
Oh, boy. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Anna DeVlantes.
Licking a pole in wintertime.
Okay. Wow. At Spencer's? Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this of Anna and Judy Pilak.
It's kind of soft. Yeah, it's not so
right.
Hard.
Oh, boy. All right.
Eric heard this one of Mark Carmen.
It was my first experience. I was totally stunned by what was going on.
It'd be getting very personal there. Okay.
Brian submitted this one of Bill Luff.
Whoever hit it on the way in, the other person always got to hit it on the way out.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. that's a good one. That is a good one. All right.
Peter Indicator emailed this one of Justin Kaufman.
We didn't do it. We watched somebody do it.
Okay.
Zach and Harold sent in this one of Roger Badish.
You got a new package.
Oh. You can't say that word. That word is off limits. Unless you want to end up in this segment. Okay.
Brian J. heard this one of you.
Oh, come on. My new Fowler was going to be very, very hard. Come on now. Okay.
Brian submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
It needs to be kept moist a lot.
There you go, Esmeralda.
Eric and Jesse emailed this one of David Jennings.
They'll do it again tomorrow afternoon.
He was innocently talking about a baseball game, would be my guess. But, okay.
Never know. Brian sent in this one of Rick Pearson.
Oh, wow.
See, now I'm being double teamed.
Nice. That's the first time I've heard Rick.
I think that's the first time Rick's been on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. That's a good one, too. Mm-hmm. Nice, strong debut for Mr. Pearson. Okay.
Ken Milwaukee heard this one of Brian Noonan.
Oh, sure. I'd eat it dry. You know, doesn't matter.
Jeez. All right, man.
Peter Indicator submitted this one of Lisa Wolf.
Maybe you could hook me up.
Oh. All right.
Celine emailed this exchange between Bill Luff, Wendy Snyder, and Steve Bertrand.
He's got the interesting tail.
It is a nice tail, Bill.
Thank you.
Did they hit it on the way out? All right.
Canadian Bill emailed this one of you.
I have to, like, have something that I can play with. Oh, boy. all right.
And another one of you from Tim in Green Bay, Kurt in Connecticut, and Brian J.
It's more fun to touch them. What was I even talking about?
Canadian Bill debones every piece of meat he eats. And so you were saying you can go to the Gale Street Inn.
Oh, I see.
But you prefer touching your ribs.
I get it.
Johnsburg AJ sent in this one of Pete McMurray.
Of course I'm going to bring it out when I'm here.
Every time he works. All right.
Joyce heard this one of John Williams.
I was happy on top.
Excuse me. Wow. I'm going to have a sip of water. All right. What's next?
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Rokan.
He just got redistricted out of me.
Oh, man. That's good.
708 area code, Amanda in Michigan, and Jesse brings us these of Esmeralda and you.
Where were they getting the jugs?
I don't remember, but I just remember there were a lot of jugs.
I would imagine that people would bring jugs.
That didn't even, Esmeralda, did that even occur to you?
Didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it. Thank God.
Because we're clean little angels.
That's exactly right.
We don't think like that.
Leave it up to the filthy listeners. Okay.
I should also ask, Never Ready was part of that group.
Okay.
Wild Bill emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
All I heard was that it was long.
Yeah.
Never Ready sent in this one of Brian Noonan.
Doing Italian sausage is nothing.
Okay.
Another one of Brian from Never Ready.
Yeah, that's a huge box.
Oh, man.
All right. This next one. Wild Bill heard of Judy Pilak.
Sex is good. It's always good.
What? That's not out of context at all.
In context.
That's absolutely, Vic. I don't see anything that's out of context there at all. And obviously, you know, it's coming from Pilak, so it means something. All right.
Harold submitted this one of Justin Kaufman and Rob Martyr.
It takes like an hour to get it back up and running.
Oh, boy. That didn't sound like Mr. Martyr.
The ear boy was. Uh-huh. That was him. Okay.
And finally, our good friend Jim Hankey submitted these of you.
Because I usually get two blows, and then I know where I have room to do the second blow. I always go through two tissues. I want to make sure everything is gone. I can hear Esmeralda from the other room.
Can we do it?
Everybody's joking tonight.
What is going on, man? I was talking about blowing my nose, man.
Do we do an annual top 10 on these?
No.
That should be a thing. And you should sell it on CDs across the country.
Your next ringtone.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was good. All right, everybody. Again, listen 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can find dirty. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We don't have any spies this morning, but if you want to join in, listen 24/7 when everybody mentions me or the show. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.